Well, the Rangers are heading back to New York. The only problem? They're bringing the Capitals with them. Game 6 on the ice last night in Washington, D.C. Alex Ovechkin and Jason Chimera both scored, and Braden Holtby made 30 saves as the Capitals skated past the Rangers 2-1 to force a decisive Game 7 back in New York Saturday night. The winner advances to take on New Jersey in the Eastern Conference finale. To the NBA postseason, Game 5 on the hardwood last night in Miami, LeBron James poured in 29 points, Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh each added 19, as the Heat mercifully eliminated the injury-plagued Knicks 106-94. Miami will take on Indiana in the Eastern Conference semis. Game 5 last night in Memphis, Marc Gasol dropped in 23 points as the Grizzlies staved off elimination by beating the Clippers 92-80. Game 6 back in Los Angeles tomorrow night. To baseball, Yankees closer Mariano Rivera has been placed on blood-thinning medication to dissolve a blood clot in his right calf. The clot was discovered Monday, 4 days after Rivera tore his right ACL shagging fly balls during batting practice. Mo's replacement, David Robertson. Last night in the Bronx, Robertson allowed 4 ninth-inning runs, including a 3-run blast by Matt Joyce, as the Rays stormed back to beat the Yankees 4-1. Those 4 runs were the first runs allowed by Robertson in 27 outings, dating all the way back to August of 2011. Elsewhere in the American League, Alcides Escobar doubled home the tie-breaking run as Kansas City dealt Boston its 7th loss in 8 games, 4-3. The White Sox clobbered Cleveland 8-1, Seattle edged Detroit 3-2, the Angels got by Minnesota 6-2, and Toronto topped Oakland 5-2. Over to the NL, Ike Davis connected on a 3-run shot as the Mets completed their first 3-game sweep of the Phillies since 2006, winning 10-6. Pittsburgh doubled up Washington 4-2, the Dodgers dumped San Francisco 6-2, the Cubs blanked Atlanta 1-0, Florida outlasted Houston 5-3-12, Cincinnati held off Milwaukee 2-1, and Colorado coasted past San Diego 6-2. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.